This podcast is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, safer, healthier people.
One in five total Americans over the age of 12 have genital herpes. We have 20 million people that have HPV, a million cases of chlamydia every year. We have a million cases of gonorrhea. We have 7 million cases of trichomonas. And so as you can see, these diseases are incredibly common.
The person at risk for getting a sexually transmissible infection is anybody who has unprotected sex.
Condoms work great to prevent certain STDs, including gonorrhea, chlamydia, HIV, and trichomonas. Condoms can't protect against diseases that are spread outside the area that a condom covers, such as herpes or syphilis or genital warts, the HPV virus.
We set a new world's record for chlamydia. Last year, we've had more than 1.1 million cases reported.
You can get chlamydia, not know it, not get it treated, and it can result in your inability to ever have children.
If you ask primary care physicians across the United States, who do we treat for STDs? We treat everyone.
I have genital herpes, which I contracted when I was 23 years old. I just never anticipated contracting an STD.
Concern about HIV has dropped off, and that's an issue because without that sort of vigilance, prevention behaviors are less likely.
I said, wait a minute, what are you talking about? I'm not HIV positive. You got the wrong person. I was married, you know, in church, doing the right thing. What would put me at risk?
If I have one partner, there's no chance. That's just not true. You're sleeping with all the people that that person slept with before they got to you.
The largest segment of our population in the United States with STDs is adolescents. One in four have a sexually transmittable disease.
There were, in fact, surveys of the American public asking, is oral sex or oral contact with somebody else's genital surfaces sex? Surveys indicate that a lot of adolescents don't consider it sex.
More parents are concerned about pregnancy than they're concerned about sexually transmissible diseases.
The problem with stigma and STDs is because it's about sex.
We have a responsibility not to shy away from it. We should not assume that our public health agencies, our schools, our churches are going to do it. We've got to do it.
For the most accurate health information, visit www.cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO 24/7.